From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At least four Palestinians have been killed Saturday as a wave of stabbing attacks on Israelis continues. Two of the deaths occurred in and around Jerusalem and two others in the West Bank town of Hebron. A fifth Palestinian was shot after a third stabbing attack in Hebron, but authorities did not say if he lived or died. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place, says government spokesman Mark Regev.
Let's be clear here. This violence is rooted in an irrational hatred. Those mendacious allegations out there that somehow there's a threat to the Muslim holy sites on the Temple Mount. Now, this is baseless. This is ridiculous.
Israel has sent hundreds of police and troop reinforcements to its cities, but so far it has failed to quell the violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A friendly fire airstrike from the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen killed at least 20 fighters and wounded 20 others on Saturday. The incident happened while coalition forces in pursuit of Shiite Houthi rebels in southern Yemen struck a pro-government military encampment. The fighters had just forced out the Houthis from the camp when the airstrikes hit. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia's prime minister said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interests and defeat the Islamic State, and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In an interview with the Russia TV channel, Dmitry Medvedev said that it is not important to Russia who leads Syria in the future as long as it's not ISIS. In Washington Friday, U.S. President Barack Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, declaring that a ground offensive there is not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
Obama's comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Obama said that was the only issue the two countries agreed on since Russia began its military campaign at the end of September. Iran rejects allegations that its recent long-range missile test violates UN Security Council resolutions, saying that their missile tests have nothing to do with them. The resolutions mention missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, said the U.S. will seek appropriate action. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, has won a second term. The country's election commission has announced 6 days after polling ended. Conde won with about 58% of votes cast. The main opposition leader, Selu Daline Diallo, won 31%. He has denounced the vote as fraudulent and vowed to organize demonstrations against what he calls an electoral holdup. International observers from the EU said they had not seen any fraud in the election, but they did see some irregularities, including delays in opening the polls and disorganized voter rolls, both of which caused long waits for voters. The stability of the world is directly linked to climate change and its impact on food security for billions of people, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said on Saturday. Kerry argued that unrest tied to agricultural failure that's caused by climate change poses an international threat, and he urged conference attendees to act quickly.
Later this year, the world will come together at the United Nations Climate Conference in Paris, and we need every country on the same page, all pushing for an ambitious, durable, and inclusive agreement that will finally put us on the path towards a global clean energy future.
Kerry was speaking at a food security conference in Italy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.